between his friends, this year should be a special schus for Mordechai David ben Krina for Shlema B'Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We're basing this shir on the Sefer Gevuras Yitzchak on the Rambam in Simen, and the Gevuras Yitzchak on Chanukah in Simen Chof Beis by the great Gaon Rav Yitzchak Sirotsky and Shlita. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Aleph, writes, V'gavru beis chashmonoi ha-kohanim ha-gedolim v'hargum v'hoshiu Yisrael mi-yodim v'hemidu melech min ha-kohanim v'chozer machos li-Yisrael yasur al-matayim shana ad-chur ben-ha-sheni. So the beis chashmonoi, b'nei chashmonoi ha-kohanim were victorious, they killed the Goyim, they saved the Jewish people, and they established a king, and the kingship returned to the Jewish people for more than 200 years until Churban Bayis Sheni. So we see in the Rambam that when they were mamid melech min ha-kohanim, he had a Torah's Melech. The Rambam says he was a Melech. Like the Rambam says, the Chazra Malchus Li Yisrael. The Ramban in Parshas Vayichi, Mem Tes Yud, famously writes that from the time that Yehuda takes over the kingship, nobody else can be king. And all they are, all they have the status of is Shoftim and Sheltrim. So the Rambam says, Malchi Yisrael, from the time of the choice of David, don't have a Torah's Melech. Rather, just Shoftim and Sheltrim. However, the Rambam, the first parak of Hilchos Malachim, writes that even a Melech Misha'ar Shvatim also has Torah's Melech v'chol dinei ha-malchus noahgim bo. So therefore, according to the Rambam, we can understand how the Chashmonaim, who are not Mibes David, obviously, they're Kohanim, were considered Melachim, because you can be have a Torah's Melech even if you are not Mibes David. According to the Ramban, this doesn't work because you're only a Shofet and a Shoter if you're not Mibes David. However, there's a big kash here in the Yerushalmi and Horius Paragimel Halacha Beis. It says as follows: Tana, Ein Moshchen Melachim Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda Anturoi Anturya Al Shem Lo Yosur Shevet Mihuda. So the Brisa says that you're not allowed to anoint kings who are Kohanim, and Rabbi Yehuda Anturya says, because it's Loisr Shevet Mi-Yehuda. So they're the kings, Yehuda. Arbuchia bar Rabbi Abba, Leman Yarech Yamim Amam Lachto, Hu Vanav, Beker of Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk that in order that he should have long days on his kingship, he and his sons amongst the Jewish people, Maksiv Basrei, lo yek Kohanim Alevim, but not the Kohanim. In other words, the Malchus for him and his children is not for the Kohanim. So we have two sources as to why a Kohen can't be a Melech. One is because it says, lo yosur shevet Mi-Yehuda. Another, because it says, l'man yarech yamim amam lach tohu banav l'ker of Yisrael, lo yek le'Kohanim Alevim. So we see from here that you're not allowed to anoint Kohanim as kings. And the Shaila is then, based on this Yerushalmi, how do they anoint the Chashmonaim as kings? So the Magen Avraham, the Zeis Ranan, and the Yalkut Parshas Vayikra writes that even though Ein Ma'amid in Koim Lemelech, if they did, he has a Torah's Melech. So we see that the Zeis Ranan, the Magen Avraham, holds that it's not forbidden b'di'evit. But the Yevet, it works. Only the Chatchila, you're not allowed to be Mamid a Kohen as a Melech, but the Yevet, it works. So even if we say that the Magen Avraham is correct, it's Nisht Mashma Zoy from the Rambam. Rambam, it's Mashma that they didn't do anything wrong, even the Chatchila. What they did was perfectly fine. What are we going to do with the fact that Ein Moshchin Malachim Min HaKohanim? Like we see in the Yerushalmi. Now the Ramban in Parshas Vayichi brings the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to anoint Kohanim as kings, and he writes that Rabbi Yehuda explains that it's because of the honor of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Anturya writes, Al Shem Loisur Shevet Mi-Yehuda. This is the honor of Yehuda, and therefore, even if the Jewish people establish a king from one of the other Shvatim, Kafish Tzarech Hashah, you're not allowed to anoint him, that he shouldn't have Hora Malchus, it's just like a Shofet or a Shoter. And it mentions the Kohanim, that even though they themselves are Ru'im L'Mashicha, because they're Kohanim, but you're not allowed to be Moshech them, L'Shem Malchus. And certainly other Shvatim. Or it's telling us a kal v'chomer. If the kohanim, well, you can do mashicha on kohanim, kohen gadol gets mashicha. So maybe you would think that maybe he can have for a melech also, and the answer is no. So kol shken shar shvatim, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is mefarish that he's manua min haTorah. It says in the pasuk, lo yeh lekohanim halavim. All of Shevet Levi is now that have Malchus. So we see from the Ramban that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no special din of Malachim, of Kohanim not being kings. Kohanim are like other Jews. That it says, Ein Moshe Kohanim Malachim, it's a Chiddush. Even Kohanim, but certainly other tribes, but they're all the same. Ultimately, it's none of them. There's no special din about Kohanim. Just saying, you might think otherwise by Kohanim, so Kama Shmala, no, even Kohanim. Even Kohanim can be kings, cannot be kings. Other tribes as well. There's a special din about Kohanim. According to Reb Chiya bar Abba, there's a special din that ain't Moshkin Kohanim. Because the Pasuk excludes Kohanim explicitly. So according to this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no special din of ain't Moshkin Kohanim Elohim, and Kohanim are like other Jews. So we understand that the Chashmonaim were appointed as kings, even though they were Kohanim, because there's no special din to exclude them, as we're going to see later. But as long as there's no special miut for Kohanim, so there's a tzad, as we're going to see, that you can appoint them. But according to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, no, there's a special din to exclude Kohanim. And since there's a special din to exclude Kohanim, it's especially schwer to understand how they were mamid a melech as kohen, even an explicit exclusion in the pasuk. So, according to the Rambam, that other malchei Yisrael of a Torah's melech, the Rambam writes in Ochos Malachim. Nevertheless, the ikar malchus is for David, and malchei beis David have separate dinim from malchei Yisrael. We find a lot of chilukei dinim in haTorah between malchei beis David and malchei Yisrael. Malchei beis David require mashicha, and malchei Yisrael don't require mashicha. And there's only yeshiva b'shem haMishcha, and there's only yeshiva b'Azara l'malcha beis David, now l'malcha Yisrael. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no special din. The analogy to anointing kings is kohanim is malachim. Kohanim are like other Jews, so other shvatim, according to the Rambam, can be kings. They just can't be malchei beis David. They can't be Malchei Beis David. They don't have the special status as Malchei Beis David. And they don't have Shem Mishicha B'Shem and HaMishcha. But they can be kings. So according to that, Kohanim can also be kings, because there's no special din to exclude them. Why not? In other words, when the Rambam can learn the Yerushalmi, that when it says, Ein Moshchem Melachim Kohanim, because Al Shem Lo'es Yishev Mihuda, that means as a, there's no Mishicha. Alt Malchei Beis David, but Alt Malchei Yisrael, yes, they can be appointed Malchei Yisrael, Kohanim and other people as well. But according to Reb Chiya bar Abba, all the special din to exclude Kohanim, and not Dafka LeMalchei Beis David. So that's exactly going to be the Shaila. The Shaila is, were they excluded Lagamre, even Mitaras Kohanim? Were they excluded Mitaras Malchi Yisrael? Were they excluded Dafka Mitaras Malchi Beis David? In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says Ein Moshchem Malachim Kohanim, and Rabbi Yehuda Anturiya says Al Shem Lois Yishevet Mihuda. So this isn't excluding Kohanim specifically, it's excluding everybody. But according to the Rambam, everybody has a Taras Melech. So just like everybody has Taras Melech, Kohanim also have a Taras Melech. So then what does the Yerushalmi mean? So it means, according to the Rambam, that they're excluded from being Malchei Beis David. So this exclusion is for Kohanim and everybody else equally. Then none of them have Mashicha L'Malchei Beis David. But L'Malchei Yisrael, they can be. Just like other Shavatim can be, so too can Kohanim. But when you get to Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Abba, who learns from Lo Yeh LeKohanim HaLevim that there's a special exclusion on Kohanim, So the other tribes, according to him, can taka be kings, Torah Melchei Yisrael. But the Shaila is, we're excluding Kohanim, what are we excluding them from? Are we excluding them from all Malchus? Or only from being Malchei Beis David? So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba learns that Ein Moshchem Melachim Kohanim, that Melachim cannot be kings, from the pasuk of Laman Yarich Yamim Mamlachtu Ubanav Bekerav Yisrael. Now the Rambam in the first paragraph of Melachim Melachates writes, Malchei Beis David, Heim Homdim Laolam, Shenemar Kisucha Yeh Nachon Ad Olam, Abalim Yamud Melach Mishar Yisrael, Tafsik HaMalchus Mibeso, Shreinemar Li Rav Machlo Kol Ayom. So it says Laman Yarich Yamim Tohu Ubanav, that there's Yerusha. And the Rambam writes in Melachim Aleph Tes that Malchei Beis David are forever, because your chair is going to be established forever. But if there's a king from the other part of the Jewish people, Mishar Yisrael, Miyamud Melech Mishar Yisrael, so then there's going to be a hefsek in his malchus, because it says to Yeravam, Achlo Kol Ayom, not all the days. And the Rabbi says to the Rambam, what are you talking about? You're so sure what you said earlier, that there's always Yerusha and other Menuyim as well. So why should the Malchei Yisrael be any different? The Rambam here says that the only time there's a Yerusha is Malchei Beis David. And then the Rabbi on that comes and asks, he says, well, wait, you said earlier that there's all Minuyim have Yerusha. Man Yarech Yamuhu Banav Bekerav Haaretz. So there also should be Yerusha for Malchei Yisrael. So then what's the difference between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David? Here you say that it's only Malchei Beis David have Yerusha. But earlier you said all Minuyim have Yerusha. So apparently you're so see yourself. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, there's not a stira. Earlier on, he says that if there's any Minuy, it's going to be a Yerusha. And Beis Din isn't going to be Mamana somebody else. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a special Haftacha. Hashem is giving a Haftacha that always going to be Malchei Beis David. Melech Yisrael, there's going to be no Krisis Bris Shiyamidenu Lolem. So we see that the Kesef Mishnah holds that even according to the Rambam, there's Torah's Yerusha the Malchei Yisrael, and the only chiluk between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David is that Malchei Yisrael don't have a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that their Malchus is going to be forever. Malchei Beis David do have a haftacha. That says Miyashi the Rambam, yes, we do go by Yerusha, but the Shaila is when there's a haftacha, and there's only haftacha by Malchei David, not by Malchei Yisrael. The Radbaz writes that the Rambam holds that the Malchus is a Yerusha LeBeis David, and even Malchei Yisrael, if they're Shomer Torah, even if they do what they're supposed to do, their Malchus is going to be Nifsek. I looked in the Radbaz, I wasn't exactly clear how he's Miyashi of the Rambam. He mentions the Yishuv, but I'm not sure if he is Miyashi of the Rambam. HaKopanim, the Radbaz holds that if the Malchei Yisrael, even if they're keeping the Torah, even if they're good boys, their Malchus is going to be Nifsak. So according to the Radbaz, Malchei Yisrael after David are not included in the Pasuk of Laman Yarech Yamim Mamlachta Hu Ubanav. And therefore we can say that that they will be remind Kohanim from being Malachim from this pasuk is Dafka Malchei Beis David, which is Yerusha Lazar Madolam, but in a chinami. They can be Kamalchei Yisrael. Then a Malchus Tipasik Nizarim. Because we know the concept of Malchei Yisrael. We know the Malchei Yisrael, there now we see from the Radbaz, the Malchei Yisrael taka is going to be Nifsak. Malchei Yisrael is not going to last. So that's and that's a guarantee. The Malchei Yisrael, maybe that's the Yishuv. There is a din of Minui. That you're Meman of the Yoresh. However, the difference between, and that's even Malchei Yisrael, but here there's a guarantee that the Malchus of Malchei Yisrael is not going to continue. And Memela, we see that the Kohanim are excluded from the Pasuk of Laman Yarech Yamim Amamlachta Hu Ubanav Bekerav Yisrael. It's not going to happen. So since we see that they're not going to be mamshich, since we see, according to the Radbaz, that the Malchus Yisrael is not going to be nimshach, so they're not including the pasuk v'lan yarchad of the achdohu banav b'ker of Yisrael, and afterwards it says lo yelek kohanim halavim. So that's very beautiful. What this pasuk is really excluding is just kohanim being malchus beis David, because the whole pasuk we learn to exclude kohanim is talking about malchus beis David that has a guaranteed jerusha. And by Malchei Yisrael, there's no guaranteed Jerusha, so that exclusion isn't referring to Malchei Yisrael. So lefizeh, we can understand the Rambam very well. The Chashmonaim had the Torah as Melech, and they weren't over when they took the Malchus. Even though according to Rabbi Chiya, there's a special din in Moshe Kohanim Melochim, the Rambam apparently holds that the Miut is only on Malchus based David, and not on Malchus Yisrael. And therefore, they were allowed to be Mamid and Melech. So we see, basically, Kasha was how were they were Mamid and Melech chutzim the Shevet Yehuda, and the answer is not Bataras Malchi Beis David, Bataras Malchi Yisrael, and that they're allowed to do, and that there's no problem even according to the Yerushalmi. So this is just a little bit of a taste. There's obviously a lot more to say in the sugya. We should all be zocha lumo dulamid lishma b'las l'kamis kol b'yisam teresel b'ava amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest friend.